弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
那我们在开始之前还是再有点祷告。
Let's have some more prayer before we begin.
主耶稣啊，我们实在要感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
就像我们弟兄刚刚所祷告的。
As our brother just prayed.
主啊，你赐我们的平安是出人意外的平安。
The peace that you give us is unconditional.
主啊，是世人夺不走的平安。
A peace that the rest of the world cannot have.
主啊，你也说你从不撇弃我们，不离弃我们。
You promise you don't leave us and you don't forsake us.
主啊，神的话语无论有多少，在基督耶稣里都是是的。
No matter how many promises God makes, it is always yes in Christ.
主啊，我们就为着你的信实感谢你。
We thank you for your promise and faithfulness.
主啊，当我们信息要开始之前，我们再次把黄坚弟兄一家放在你的手中。
We want to pray for our brother Wang Jian and his whole family into your hands again.
主啊，我们盼望你医治的大能来复辟我们的弟兄。
May your healing hands support and sustain him.
主啊，你让他脑袋里的淤血能够尽快的消失。
That the blood clots can be removed, absorbed.
主啊，在这个特别的时刻，我们真的知道在人实在做不了什么。
We know that during this time that we are people really can't do much.
主啊，当我们更相信在人是不能，在神则不然，在神凡事都能。
We know that even though man can't for God, it's possible because nothing is impossible with God.
主啊，就求你与我们的弟兄和他的家人，与杨飞姐妹，与黄坚弟兄的姐姐同在。
So may you be with brother Huang Jian and his wife.
主啊，我们也把下面信息的时间交在你的手中。
We give the following time of message into your hands too.
主啊，求你刚强为你做出口。
May you strengthen me who speaks.
主啊，你与我们众人同在。
Be with all of us.
这样的祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray this way in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 那弟兄姊妹好。
Hello everyone.
那很久不见了。
It's been a long time.
那我今天早上来教会的时候，在这个门口碰见方喜姊妹，她说：“哇，好久不见。
”This morning I ran into our brother, sister 方喜 and she said, "Wow, it's been a while."
真的好久不见，大概有五周的时间。
Must have been 5 weeks or more.
我感觉好像我从信主开始从来没有这么久，好像没有在弟兄姊妹中间。
I believe that since I believe in Christ, there has never been a bigger gap in my attendance than seeing you.
原因是我前一段时间回国了。
Because I went back to China, a while back.
我本来是想说春节期间回去陪我妈妈过年。
I intended to go back and to spend Chinese New Year with my mom.
那我想大家可能都知道说现在在中国大陆发生的事情。
I gather that everyone knows very clearly the what's happening in China.
那我是没有意料到会有这样的事情发生。
I didn't know that it would explode into what it is today.
那但感谢主，主把我带回来。
But thank God he brought me back.
那其实到今天我已经回来21天了哈。
So today marks the 21st.
我为什么强调这件事情？我是说，如果我们当中有担心弟兄姊妹，你不用担心，我已经过了隔离期。
So worry not, I'm 21 days into isolation.
而且我目前身体状况很好。
And I feel great.
所以感谢主。
So we thank God.
也谢谢弟兄姊妹很多为我的带祷。
And I want to thank your prayers, anyone who prayed for me.
我想今年春节可能对所有中国人来讲是一个特别难忘的春节吧。
I assume this is a very unforgettable Chinese New Year this year.
那我其实回去陪我父母很多次，但是只有这一次我们是真的老老实实在家陪我妈妈。
I've been back to be with my mom many times, but this is the only time where I happily stayed home.
其实我家在东北，在长春，离武汉就是疫情的中心就蛮远。
My hometown is in Changchun in northeast China. It's very far from Wuhan. It's not anywhere near the epicenter.
但是即使是很远，在这个疫情很严重的时候，长春也有很多的措施。
Be that as it may, Changchun still has many plans in place.
那要求人，如果你要出去的话，一定要戴口罩。
So if you're going to go outside, you must wear the facial mask.
那每个小区的话，如果最好是你一家每天只出去一个人去采购生活必需品。
In whatever village you're in, if you're going to go out, just send one person out to get what you need, groceries and things like that.
坦白讲，人从来没有遇见过这么大的叫瘟疫。
To be honest, people there have never encountered such an epidemic.
那我在这个今天早上我还去查说现在的数字。
I just, even this morning, I was just checking the numbers to get updates.
那到目前为止一共有确诊的病例是76,396例。
There are confirmed cases, total confirmed cases globally, right?
Yeah,
of 76,396.
那死亡病例是2,348例。
Of those, 2,348 are death.
可以说我们从来没有人有这样的经历，说第一次在很短的时间里面面对这么大人数的死亡。
It's safe to say that we have never encountered such a massive and concentrated period of time due to illness and death.
可以讲说每个人都非常非常的恐慌。
To be honest, everyone is pretty much pretty shaken up.
那我想不仅是在武汉的人恐慌，在中国大陆的人恐慌。
Probably not just the people in Wuhan or the rest of China.
我想甚至我们在美国的人也很恐慌。
Even we who are here right now are kind of afraid too.
我知道在这个 Livingston, 我家在 Livingston 有一个微信群，有个中国人的微信群。
There is a chat group on WeChat in Livingston for the Asian Chinese people.
天天为这个瘟疫的事情讨论不绝。
There are endless discussions and news and postings about it, about the virus.
办法就是说如果有人从中国大陆回来的话，如果能够如何能够更好的让这些人能够好好的隔离待在家里。
They're coming up with ideas of how to better isolate oneself for anyone who just came back from China.
可以说在哪儿都很人在哪儿都很恐慌。
People everywhere are afraid.
那我是1月20号回到长春的。
I went back to Changchun, January 20th.
其实那个时候还没有什么特别大的消息。
We knew about it, but it wasn't such a big deal. There weren't that much information.
但是你会发现说这个情况每一天都在恶化。
But the situation got worse and worse daily.
那1月23号是武汉说要封城。
It was 3 days later, the 23rd, when Wuhan was quarantined.
那是第一次说这个瘟疫的消息扩散出来说原来有这么严重。
That's when people started realizing that the spread of it was, the threat of spread was very real.
那新闻里面每一天早上都会有这个叫疫情通报。
And there would be like an article or news about it every morning.
那我那段时间在家里每天起来的第一件事情就是要把电视打开去看一下疫情通报。
So when I was over there, I opened the TV each morning to listen to that particular document.
那每天都是有成千的确诊病例。
Each day there were added thousands of confirmed cases.
那好多的疑似病例，好多不断攀升的死亡病例。
Also confirmed cases as well as death kept increasing.
其实当你看见这些新闻的时候，你心里会特别特别的压抑。
When you listen to such things, you are going to be very suppressed and very very pressured.
因为你知道人看了时候就慢慢就麻木，就变成只是数字而已。
Oh, after you see these things for a while, you get used to them and you become numb to the information. They're just numbers and statistics to you.
如果你仔细想的话，每一个数字的背后其实都是一个生离死别。
You know, but you know, if you think about it, that each number, behind each single number, is a situation of life and death.
那慢慢就有各种其他的消息或者是谣言就出来。
All kinds of other rumors and news come out of it.
所以我那时候在家说，哎，好像这个航空公司的航班取消了。
So I was home thinking, oh, this airline that they stopped their flight, they grounded their flight.
说那个国家不让这个持中国护照的公民入境。
And that country doesn't allow people with Chinese passports to enter.
所以那段时间在家里面就是，或者是看这个疫情的新闻，或者是看各种各样的消息。
So at home, I spent a lot of time looking at new official news about it, as well as unofficial articles and discussions about it.
可以说心完全被这些事情所捆绑。
Can say my heart and time was completely saturated in that.
其实安排这今天主日的信息是很早以前就定了。
Arranging for me to preach today, this was arranged a long time ago.
那我起初是有打算说，哎，好像在这一段时间里面，我可以安静在主的面前。
So I thought to myself, okay, during that time when I'm over there, it's a good opportunity to be quiet before the Lord and consider.
但是在这个境况里面，我才发现说，很多的时候，我们真的如果不牢牢把握住主的话，我们里面就失去了那个平安。
I find that during these troubled times, if we don't take a grasp of Christ, we lose our inner peace.
我们的心就很容易被外面这些事情搅得起起伏伏。
Our hearts are stirred and tossed back and forth because of these things.
那感谢主，我是在这个叫什么？他美国有个新的政策，是在2月3号晚上5点开始生效。
Thank God that there is a new legislation passed for in the U.S.
就是之后,
that will take into effect February 3rd.
在5点之后进到美国的时候，从中国大陆来的都需要特别这个叫入关特别手续，然后要检验。
And that there are very, very systematic, steps that had to be taken for anyone coming into the U.S.
那我是在这个叫什么措施生效之前的5个小时进到回到美国。
I got back into U.S. just in the nick of time, a couple hours before that went into effect.
我进美国的时候忽然发现，哇，这个，怎么说，竟然连体温都没查。
I came in and I was surprised to find nobody even took my temperature.
因为在国内大陆出来的时候，要非常经过又量体温又测，就是有好多的措施才可以出来。
Because when I came out of China, they had me do a lot of things.
那我看见这边的人好像真的是还是很平安、很稳妥，真的有的时候感觉说有天壤之别。Relatively
speaking, people here are very, very much more relaxed and less concerned.
所以我们要为今天我们能够坐在这里，我们一起和弟兄姊妹在主的里面能够聚集，要感谢主。So
we thank God that we can gather still like this together as a group.
那像我刚刚讲，其实恐慌四处都在。As
I said earlier, worry and panic is everywhere.
那因为这件事情影响了几乎每个人的生活。This
virus has impacted just about everyone's life.
大家可能都知道，其实大陆以前也发生过一次类似的事情，就是 SARS 传播的也很厉害。Think
everyone remembers that SARS, which happened early 2000s, that was a that had a lot of media coverage as well.
那是，但那是十几年前，那时候的网络还没有今天这么发达。
That was like a dozen or more years ago, and social media wasn't quite as advanced.
那时候的交通也没有现在这么便利。Transportation
and information dissemination was not that fast.
那今天中国的高铁修的，就是说你人的流动性是没有办法，十年前是没有办法跟现在相比。Oh,
the way that people move around today, 12 years ago is incomparable to the way it is today.
所以你就会发现说那个疫情从这个武汉
So the spread of the virus spread really quickly because of the advancements in transportation.
所以我们每个不同的地方都有政策让人待在家里。
So each place over there and have some kind of instruction in place for what to do and how to conceal.
所以晚上就有很多的这种问题，就是说，如你感觉疫情发生了，对你影响最大是什么？
So online, there's a question, right? If this virus, what is the greatest impact of the virus to you? What does it mean for you?
你就发现说，不同的人，每个人几乎都有答案。Find
that everyone has their own answer.
但你可以看到一个结论。But
you can conclude something from them.
就是每个人，无论你是谁。Every
person, no matter who it is.
无论你的背景是什么。Their
background.
可以这么讲，无论你是农民还是工人。
You can say it this way, whether you're a worker or a farmer,
无论你是小商贩还是你是这个大老板,
or just a lowly employee or a big boss,
你或者是政府官员或者是知识分子,
or government, a government agent or intellectual,
每个人都在这场灾难的里面,
everyone is in this,
所以他们讲说, 雪崩之下没有一片雪花可以幸免,
he said that picture this, it's like an avalanche, not a snowflake will be able to escape.
就无论你有没有感染，你知道，每个人都在这个灾难里面，每个人都是这个洪流里的一滴水。Whether
you are infected or not, you're just a drop in the bucket compared to the.
没有人可以置身事外。No one
is exempt.
那很多的时候，你知道一些这些天灾人祸发生以后。So
many times when natural disasters happen like this.
你说人性里面那些善与恶就能够显出来。
It reveals the condition of man's either kindness or evil.
那我相信大家可能在这边也都看过各种各样的这个消息或者是报道。
You must have heard or read about such examples as well.
这里不仅有很多那种我们所谓的逆行者。
Not only do we have the people that we call people going against the grain.
Yeah. 特别是那些医护工作者。
Especially those in the medical field.
那他们真的可以做到就讲到说不计报酬无论生死。
They'll don't ask for any payback and they will just labor for other people's sake.
各地将有将近超过20,000人的医护工作者去武汉去抢救那些人。
There are like 20,000 medical doctors or nurses that go to Wuhan and to try to help.
那当然也会看到很多人昧着良心在这特别的时候发这种国难财。
You also find other examples of people suppressing their conscience and taking advantage of people.
那更有很多很平凡但是让你读了很扎心的事情透过这些网络让我们好像稍微距离远一点的人能够了解。
Other things are very common and very things that happen all the time that we can hear about.
说当有人问说哎呀你这个叫在疫情下面你有什么样的感触的时候。
People ask online, how do you feel about this virus?
那很多人有回答当中有一个最让人感觉伤心的回答是。
Some people, especially one that was very sorrowful, his response was,
他说从来没有哪个时刻像现在一样让我感觉我以前过得太敷衍太随便。
Not a single thing has caused me to realize as it does now, I live such a lazy and easy life.
如果我能够平安度过这次难关的话我以后要努力的工作认真的生活。
If I make it through this virus without being infected and I come out clean, I'm going to work hard and live a good life.
我想可能只有人在经历这些生离死别或者经历这些突如其来变故的时候才开始认真思想说我们活着到底是为什么。
We find only when people are faced with this kind of emergency and this kind of trouble that they start to reflect their life.
那还有一个作家在他自己的博客里写了一段话。
Another author in his blog, he wrote,
说尽管这次肺炎的疫情给中国带来了沉痛的打击。
Even though this virus this time has sent a shockwave through our nation,
但是从另外一个角度来看也是一件好事。
From another angle, it is almost a good thing.
因为中国经过40年的高速发展物质经济发展物质丰富。
China has gone through more than 40 years of many advancements and financial advancements.
但是人的灵魂却没有从来被没有被思想过没有跟上时代进步的脚步。
But the mind and heart of people have not followed along quite as quickly.
那这一次的疫情就像让整个国家按了暂停键一样。
It's like this virus caused the whole country to put on their brakes.
如果你要在中国大陆的话你确实会发现说所有的这个无论各地可能真的就像暂停下来一样。
If you look around in China, if you were there, you would know that a lot of places just stopped. It's like someone pressed the pause button.
所以这个作家就讲说这样惨烈的疫情就像一次急刹车我们是应该停下来好好反思一下。
So that blogger said it's like this virus caused everyone to go pull their e-brake. We should all stop and reflect a little bit.
问题到底出在哪里?
Where is the problem? Where did the problem come from?
那、no, 这不是我今天要讲的主题啊，我是想说，当人世人从个人的角度，从这个社会的角度开始反思的时候，作为神的儿女，作为我们每一个得救的人，我们需要有一些什么样的反思
？The reflection that blogger was talking about is not my main topic today. While the rest of the world is reflecting on their life, we want to ask as believers, how should we respond?
这位神的家神的教会当如何面对这样的事情
God's family and God's church how should we respond and face it
如果真的有人问我们在座的弟兄姊妹说在这样的疫情里面你有没有在安静在神的面前你有没有什么样的学习和得着
If somebody seriously asks you during this time of this virus going around what have you learned what has come out of it for you
我们是否有明确的答案
Do we have a clear answer yet?
还是我们还是像以前一样。
Or are we just like we were before?
所以这是我今天的负担要和弟兄姊妹分享。
So my burden today is to share this with you.
那题目是不要浪费这场瘟疫。
The topic that I've come up with is do not let this virus go to waste.
那我们现在一起来读一段经文啊，在路加福音十三章一到九节。
Let's turn to Luke 13.
那我请大家和我一起来读这一段经文。
Let's read verses 1 to 9 in Luke 13 together.
路加福音十三章第一到第九节。
Luke 13, 1 to 9.
好，我们一起来读啊。正当那时，有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们祭物中的事告诉耶稣。耶稣说，你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪，所以受这害吗？我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。从前希罗亚楼倒塌了，压死18个人。你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。于是用比喻说，一个人有一棵无花果树，栽在葡萄园里，他来到树前找果子，却找不到，就对管园的说，看哪，我这3年来到这无花果树前找果子，竟找不着，把它砍了吧，何必白占地土呢？管园的说，主啊，今年且留着，等我周围掘开土，加上粪，以后若结果子便罢，不然再把它砍。这就是我们今天一起要思想的经文。
This is a passage that we're going to consider today.
这段经文其实可以分成两段。
This passage can be split into two sections.
很自然地分成两段，第一段从第一节到第五节。
Easily and naturally separated, verse 1 to 5 and then 6 to 9.
是针对当时发生的两件事情主耶稣的一个回应。
1 to 5 is a reflection of two, current events that happened during Jesus' time.
那第二段是从第六节到第九节。
The second section is verses 6 to 9.
那主耶稣是用了一个比喻来引申他之前的教导。
Where Jesus emphasized his point using a parable.
那我为什么要选这一段经文？
Why did I choose this passage then?
那我想说这一段经文有和我们今天有一点点相似的地方。
Because there are similarities that I find in this segment.
就是在当时都有一些突发的事情发生。
And that is some out of the ordinary, extraordinary things that happen.
那第一节里面讲说，正当那时。
It says here in verse 1, now there were.
那有的人来到耶稣面前，把当时所发生的事情告诉耶稣。
Or just then, Jesus was talking and somebody just told him something that happened.
那今天其实我们也有一个突发的事情，就是我刚刚所讲的疫情。
No, one thing that was something extraordinary, that's the coronavirus we were just talking about.
那带到主耶稣面前的这件事是指说比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们的祭物里。
This thing about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices?
那这件事情是需要一点背景我们才能够知道。
We need to understand a little bit of the background to understand what he's talking about.
那在我们讲这个背景之前，我想说，如果其实尽管我们如果不知道当时的背景，如果我们看主耶稣的回答的话，也能多多少少帮助我们能够明白一点。
Before that, even if we just look at the literal words, it can be helpful.
因为主耶稣用了一件看似是毫不相关的事情，但是说了同一个道理。
Because Jesus used something that seemingly was totally unrelated to illustrate the same point.
那另外一个悲剧就是讲说，在希罗亚有栋楼倒，压死了18个人。
The other tragedy that was mentioned was this pillar or this a tower in Silo which fell and killed some people.
这件事情对我们来讲很明白很清楚。
This kind of thing is very clear and very familiar to us.
因为今天这样的事情也常常发生。
Things like that still happens today.
因为不知道说是不是因为建筑的问题，就是说这个楼倒。
Whether or not it is a structural problem that buildings fall and bridges collapse.
那楼倒了以后就压死了一些人。
Buildings, you know, when they pancake, they kill people.
所以这主耶稣是用这一个比较容易明白的事来解释之前让人不是很清楚的事情。
So this is God, Jesus using something more familiar to illustrate something unfamiliar.
那比拉多使加利人的血掺杂在他们祭物里的事情是需要有些历史背景。
The background about Pilate mixing blood with the sacrifices of the Galileans.
讲到当时的时候，其实犹太人不是一个完全独立自由的民族或者是国家。
Know that the Jewish nation Israel was not an independent nation at the time.
他们是在罗马政府的统治下面。
They were under the rule of Rome.
那当时作为这个罗马政府在犹大地 执掌这个最高的行政长官就是比拉多。
The highest governor of the Judea Jerusalem area, was Pilate, Pontius Pilate.
那其实当时的犹太人是经常以各种各样的方式来反抗罗马政府的统治。
The Jews use all kinds of methods and ways to try to, reject their rule.
据说是在主耶稣这个出生之前，就至少有15万人的犹太人因为反抗这个罗马政府的统治被杀。
Allegedly, over 150,000 people were killed because of their resistance to the Roman.
那在所有反抗的人里面，其实反抗最激烈的就是加利利人。
And the people that, rebelled the most were the Galileans.
其实到了耶稣的时代，其实还是有很多的犹太人、加利利人来反抗罗马政府的统治。
There were still many Galileans that were very, very resistant to the Roman rule during Jesus' time.
大家记不记得主耶稣有一个十二个门徒里面有一个人叫奋锐党的西门
You remember, Jesus had one disciple called Simon the Zealot?
其实奋锐党就是当时一个反抗罗马政府统治的一个非常激进的组织。
The Zealots were a very extreme group that was, very much against the Roman rule.
如果我们把这个奋锐党改成革命党，可能对我们很多中国人就比较清楚。
If we use that term zealot as some of a revolutionist, it would be easier for us to understand.
这就是这件事情的背景。
That's the background of that story.
所以我们就可以理解说为什么比拉多会把加利利人的血掺在祭物里。
So we understand why Pilate would murder the Galileans and spill their blood over the sacrifices.
据说是这些加利利人反抗罗马政府的统治被镇压被在屠杀在圣殿里面。
Supposedly these Galileans were killed in the temple, near the sacrifices.
那这个比拉多为了报复就把这些人的血放在当时的祭物里。
And because of revenge, Pilate spilled their blood into the very sacrifices they were going to make.
然后这些人就来到主耶稣的面前把这件事情告诉给主耶稣。
The people who knew about this came to Jesus and told him this.
那好像是说他们知道了这件事情发生的原因。
As if they knew the reason why this happened to them, the Galileans.
你会发现说尽管这件事情发生的社会背景和我们今天的背景完全不同。
You find that even though this event that was just described is totally different than our situation in China right now.
但是你会发现说当人面对突发事件的时候人的心里面的反应都是一样。
Well, we find that when people encounter such extraordinary things or events, their reaction is often the same.
就像我刚刚说讲，在灾难面前，我们每个人都想问为什么，问题出在哪里。
So as I said earlier, when people and natural disasters come, people want to ask why, whose fault is it, what happened?
如果你要去看这次瘟疫的话，现在还是有很多人在找说零号病源。
Regarding the coronavirus the epidemic, people are still trying to find the root cause and the first person or the root cause.
对，就是最初被感染的那个人。
The first infected person.
因为如果找到他的话，我们就可以知道说为什么有这样的病毒。
Because if he was found, then we would know where it came from.
那很多有不同的解释啊，有的人讲说是不是因为人吃了野生动物引起的。
Some people say, maybe they ate some game meat or some kind of wild animal meat.
是蝙蝠引起的。
啊？
或者是有人讲说是不是因为一些人工的手段导致了病毒的爆发
Or if it was some kind of chemical weapon that caused it.
但是你会发现说人其实这个根源的目的是要找出原因。
But we see that their reasoning, their intention is to find the root cause or the who to blame.
如果我们找出原因的话跟我们相关的话我们就可以找出各样的借口来解释。
We could find the reason and it applies to us, we can explain it away.
我们可以为自己找各样的借口。
We can explain ourselves, give excuse ourselves.
那如果要找到原因是因为别人的话那我们更可以堂而皇之的站在旁边。
And if we did find someone to blame and someone to pin all this to, we can stand on the side and judge them.
我想这是我们很多人面对问题面对灾难的时候很自然的一个反应。
I think many of us respond this way.
其实在耶稣的时代也是人也是如此。
We see that it's not so different in Jesus' time.
那当时的话以施洗约翰为代表的人就认为说当时社会的状况是因为人信仰不存因为人这个人心败坏。
Followers of John the Baptist believe that it was a social problem because of the dwindling morality of the people, the general people.
所以他们甚至不惜那个生命来不断地指出人的罪恶，指出来让人来悔改。
So they used all their might to point to people and tell them to change and to repent.
我相信今天当这样事情发生的时候，我们很多人也有这样的结论。
I think many of us have the same conclusion when these trials happen.
为什么中国大陆会发生这样的事情？因为人心的问题，因为人没有信仰。
So why is it happening in China? Maybe they're a godless country. Maybe they're morally bankrupt.
那另外一批人就像分裂党人所代表。
The other kind of people are like the...
这是刚刚那个
新的。The other group of people go in the same way as the group of Simon the Zealot.
他们因为问题的原因是出在体制的上面。
He said the problem is like a quality problem. Yeah.
Got the political system.
Oh, like a political, because it's a political problem.
Yes, 所以他们不惜牺牲自己的性命来推翻这个罗马政府的统治。
So they were not afraid to give their own life to push or to knock off the Romans in their rule.
他们要建立一个自己认为很理想的国度。
They want to set up and establish their own righteous kingdom.
其实今天我们在这个疫情面前，我们有同样的想法。
We think similarly in the face of this epidemic.
这是我们可以说讲述我们人的本性在灾难面前。
So this is our human nature in front of trouble and
当人这样带着这样的向往来到主耶稣的面前的时候，我们看看主耶稣的反应是什么。
Let's see what Jesus' reaction is to people that think like this.
那其实圣经里面没有真正的记载说这些人的心理活动。
Now, the Bible does not explicitly tell us what the hearts of those people that told Jesus about these two events were.
但是我们可以从耶稣的回答当中可以猜到说这些人心里想的是什么。
But we can infer that from Jesus' response.
因为主耶稣是说你以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪。
He said, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way?
这就是这些人心里面的想法或者这些人因为这件事情发生的原因。
That's what these people were thinking.
是因为这些加利利人更有罪。
They thought that those Galileans who died doing what they did were worse sinners than they were.
所以才导致比拉多做了这样的事情。
So Pilate was allowed to do that and kill them.
其实让我们今天读好像没有什么不理解这个问题到底有多严重。
We may not understand just how serious this problem is as we're reading it today.
但是这件事情对当时的犹太人是一件了不得的事情。
But to the Israelites,
如果祭物被污秽
，if the sacrifices were defiled,
犹太人是没有办法来到神面前来献祭。
They will not be able to go to God and sacrifice.
可以说他们整个的生活或者他们整个的宗教生活都因此被影响。
Their religious rites and style and tradition would be disrupted.
某种程度上也像这次疫情一样，就是整个生活都暂停。
On some level, it's kind of the same as this epidemic. Our life is pretty much stopped.
那他们带着这样的结论，带着这样的原因来到主耶稣的面前，想看一看主耶稣的回答是什么。
Using that logic and reasoning, they came to Jesus and wanted to hear what he thought.
那主耶稣的回答其实非常出乎他们的意料。
And his response, of course, was very, very, out of their expectation.
主耶稣是说，我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
Verse 3, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish.
像我刚刚讲的，主耶稣怕他们听不懂，就把希罗亚池子这件事情再次指出来。
As I said earlier, Jesus was afraid that they would not understand even then, so he gave another example.
而且再次强调说，我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
To emphasize again, two verses later in 5, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish.
可以说这是一个非常非常严重的提醒或者是警告。
This is a very serious reminder, and you can consider it a warning.
不知道大家我们读了这句话有没有感觉很 harsh, 很难接受。
I don't know if this is hard to accept for those of us that are reading it.
我们以为我们自己的生活受到了很大很大的影响，是一些人导致的。
We think that our lives are impacted negatively because of the actions of other people.
我们来到神的面前，本来是想说得到主的同情。
We come to God before we want, initially we want his compassion.
没有想到主有这样的回答。
Didn't think that he would respond like this.
我想主耶稣的回答有两个方面。
I think there are two aspects in Jesus' response.
第一个方面讲到说不是的。
First is no.
可以这么讲，说不是的有两个方面。
Two aspects of his answer no.
第一个讲说我们这些活着的人没有一个比那些在灾难中的人更有义。
One is none of you are any more righteous than anybody else.
很清楚的主耶稣这里面讲说不是那些人，是你们每个人都要悔改。
He said clearly, it's not those people that just need to repent, it's you.
换句话说，问题的根源不仅仅在他们。
In other words, the cause and root of the problem is not them.
问题的根源是在你们，在我们每一个人。
Or it's not just them, but also you.
我们每一个人在灾难的面前所需要的反应是要悔改。
During tragedy, during trials and things like this, our response should be repentance.
因为这里面让我们看到是说，我们每个人其实按照我们的本性来说，在面对这样的灾难来说，是我们自然的结果。
This is the natural consequence of our human nature.
所以在灾难面前，我们主的意思说，不要让我们做一个旁观者。
Jesus is saying, don't just be an observer.
好像这件事情与我们一点关系，与我们一点责任都没有。
Spectate as someone as though this thing has nothing to do with us.
更不要做一个审判者。
And even more so, don't be a judge.
以为我们自己比那些人更好，更有益。
Thinking that we are better than those people that they mentioned.
那这里面不是的另外一个含义，我想这些人以为说，如果一个人有罪的话。
The other aspect of no in Jesus' answer is that if a person has sin,
神就会让一些特别的事情发生在这些人的身上。
God would allow some special things to happen to that person.
对人心里面的这种想法，神说，主说不是。
To this kind of thinking, this is wrong thinking, Jesus says no.
神从来不会因为一些人比另外一些人好像显得更有罪的话，神把特别的审判或神把特别的灾难临到这些人。
God is not going to bring down more special judgments or disasters to those that are so-called less righteous than somebody else.
圣经里面讲说，我们所信的神，他永远对我们来讲是所赐的是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
The Bible tells us he has plans for our good, not for harm.
尽管我们知道说每一个灾难或者每一个天灾人祸多多少少直接和间接都与人的罪有关。
We find that all these tragedies and events more or less have something to do with the sin of man.
这是不可否认。
You can't
我相信这次在中国大陆发生的疫情也一样。
You can't disagree with that to some level, and I think it's the same in China.
但是我们得救的人，我们不能仅仅从人的角度来考虑说啊，是什么原因？是哪些人？是哪些机构的原因
？But we who are saved, we cannot just think on this level. You know, whose fault was it? Which party's fault was it? And who's to blame?
我们要相信说，在这人的层次里面，还有一个更高的层面，就是从神的角度来看待这样的事情。
There is another level of consideration that is from the point of God's point of view.
你感觉这么严重的疫情影响这么大，扩散这么广，如果没有神的允许，可能发生吗
？Do you think that such a big epidemic or pandemic that is going to happen is something that God was not aware of, that He didn't allow?
如果你感觉说是神允许它发生的，你相信说神即使允许它发生，一定会有神的原因。
If you admit that God has allowed this, you would trust that He has a purpose for doing that.
在全能的神面前，其实神是可以阻止这个病毒的扩散，也可以任凭这个病毒的扩散。
To God, of course, He can remove this virus or limit the impact of the virus.
因为我们没有人能够做神的谋士，我们神在我们面前有叫我们达不到的这些智慧，测不透的丰富。
But nobody can think like God because He has a wisdom far above that of ours.
所以我想说的第一件事情是说，如果我们不相信说这个瘟疫是神许可发生的，这场瘟疫就白费。
So the first thing I want to say is that regarding your faith in that God has allowed this virus to happen, then you're letting this virus go to waste.
如果我们认为这个瘟疫只是咒诅，不是神给我们的提醒，这场瘟疫就白费。
If the virus is just a curse or judgment, And not some kind of
reminder.
Some kind of reminder to reprimand us. Then you wasted it.
我们看一下说阿莫斯书的第六节到第四章的第六节到第十二节。
Let's take a look at the book of Amos, chapter 4, 6 to 12.
阿莫斯书第四章第六到十二节。
Amos chapter 4 verses 6 to 12.
那这段经文我以前分享过。
I've shared this verse before.
那我想请大家我们再一起来念一遍。
I think we should read it again.
那我们一起来念。
Amos 4, 6 to 12.
我使你们在一切城中牙齿干净，在你们各处粮食缺乏，你们应不归向我。这是耶和华说的。在收割的前三月，我使雨停止，不降在你们那里，我降雨在这城，不降雨在那城。这块地有雨，那块地无雨，无雨的就枯干了。这样两三城的人凑到一城去找水，却喝不足。你们仍不归向我，这是耶和华说的。我以旱风梅浪攻击你们，你们园中许多菜蔬、葡萄树、无花果树、橄榄树都被茧虫所吃，你们仍不归向我，这是耶和华说的。我将瘟疫在你们中间，像在埃及一样，用刀杀戮你们的少年人，使你们的马匹被掳掠，营中尸首的臭气扑鼻，你们仍不归向我，这是耶和华说的。我倾覆你们中间的诚意，如同我从前倾覆索多玛、俄摩拉一样，使你们好像从火中抽出来的一根柴，你们仍不归向我，这是耶和华说的。以色列，我必向你如此行。以色列啊，我既这样行，你当预备迎接你的神。那这里面一共提到了五个灾。
God has mentioned here almost five plagues.
那有饥荒，有干旱，有虫灾，有瘟疫，有战争。
There is war, there is virus, there is drought, famine, and hunger.
就像中国大陆今天经历的样子，瘟疫。
It's like China today. They're getting an epidemic.
那每一个灾之后都重复了一句话。
After each description of each of the troubles, Lord repeated himself one thing.
你仍不归向我。
Yet you have not returned to me.
所以可见灾难本身不是神的心意。
We see that calamity is not the true intent of God.
之所以有这些灾难，神之所以允许这些灾难发生，
God allowing these calamities to come upon people,
需要这些人悔改来归向他，
is for the purpose of their repentance and returning to him.
后面讲到说，我既这样行，你当预备迎接你的神。
It says later in verse 12, I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God.
所以可见当苦难和灾难发生的时候，神是让我们警醒，是让我们预备。
We see that when calamity and trouble comes,We are to prepare ourselves and to be ready.
如果这场瘟疫没有使我们悔改警醒在神的面前，这场瘟疫就白费。
If this virus has not caused us to be alert and to repent and return to God, it is a waste.
所以无论是经文里面提到的这两件事情，两个悲剧。
So whether it's these two current events that happened to, during Jesus' time,
还是我们现在所面对的瘟疫，都提醒我们一件事情。
Or this coronavirus, it just reminds us of one thing.
就是我们每个人都要面对死亡。
Is that we will all face death.
区别只是时间早晚而已。
Just a matter of time.
其实我以前对死亡是没有什么感觉。
Before, I didn't have too much feeling or thoughts towards death.
我感觉这是离我很远的一件事情。
I knew it was coming, but I just felt something very far.
那改变是从去年开始。
That changed last year.
那去年十月份，我父亲很突然的去世。
October of last year, my father suddenly passed away.
这是为什么今年春节要回去陪我妈妈的原因。
That's why I went back for Chinese New Year this year to visit my mom.
那我这次回去以后又经历，算是比较近距离的经历这次瘟疫。
And this time I had a fairly close encounter with the virus, so to speak.
我发现死亡离我们每个人都很近。
I realize that death is very much close.
以前可能是我们 没有察觉到。
It's just not something that we really consider and realize.
也有可能是说我们有意的忽视了它。
Or maybe we're deliberately ignoring it because it's gonna.
但是当你看见说在短短的二十几天里面有上千人的性命被这个死亡夺去的时候，你才发现说死亡的权势有何等的大。
We realize this power of death that the death has, knowing that just in 20 days, thousands of people, like a four-digit amount of people have died.
那我想我们教会很多弟兄姊妹都为着黄健弟兄来祷告。
And I trust that we are all praying for our brother 王健。
那我昨天晚上就有这个感觉。
Last night I had this feeling.
我感觉真的就像好像我们在与死亡的权势里面来争夺我们的弟兄一样。
It's like as if we were trying to take a hold of our brother from the grasp of death.
无论你承认不承认，我们都在这场征战的里面。
Whether you admit it or not, we are all in this war.
如果这样的瘟疫发生还没有让我们来思考死亡的问题，没有思考人生的意义的话，这场瘟疫我们就白白的经过。
If a virus does not cause us to think about our life or mortality and these things, it's wasted.
网上有一段很短的视频。
There's a very short video online.
讲到一个护士，一个医护工作者，他如何来穿这个防护服。
About a nurse, it was his video about how he wore his medical clothes.
他录这个视频的目的是让他妈妈能够看了能够放心。
He recorded his own process of how he protects himself.It was a video for his mother so that she wouldn't worry.
所以他就把自己穿这个衣服的过程整个录下来告诉他妈妈说你不用担心你看我完全装备起来。
So he recorded the process of putting on his medical equipment, his medical,
那我们才我才看到说他这个一次性的这个衣服要里外穿好几层。
Not only the scrubs, but also layers of clothing on top of it.
然后口罩护目镜手套。
Mask, goggles, gloves, and things like that.
可以说是这个从头到脚都装备起来。
Pretty much covered from head to toe.
这是我们在面对病毒的时候，我们需要采取的措施。
That is something that we have to to do and to prepare for in the face of this virus.
我不知道大家有没有想过说，当我们面对这个属灵的征战、属灵的病毒的时候，我们当如何来装备自己
？I don't know if you have thought about how we should put on.What we should put on for ourselves as we face this virus.
我们有没有把神所赐给我们全副的军装能够穿在身上
？Have we put on the full armor of God that He has allowed us to have?
能够抵挡仇敌的诡计
？To repel the attacks of the enemy.
那我想，如果这场瘟疫没有让我们把自己装备起来，没有让我们更多渴慕主的话的话，我们就浪费了这场瘟疫。
Again, if the virus does not cause us to put on our full armor and does not cause us to draw close to God, it is wasted.
因为我自己的经历是说在这个非常的环境里面好像我们关注灾难本身比安静在神的面前花的时间更多。
So I know from experience that we spend more time finding out things about the virus than we do alone with God.
我们就不停地看这种各样的这个疫情的消息。
We look at all kinds of news and articles and things about the virus.
我们的心完全被这些事情所捆绑。
Our heart is totally bound and stolen from by these things.
其实你会发现说，你看了以后没有办法给我们带来任何的帮助。
You find that after reading these things, it's not going to bring anybody peace or help.
如果我们不把自己躲藏在神的里面，躲藏在神爱的里面。我们没有办法从地上各样的事情当中得到平安。
We don't hide ourselves in the peace of God. We can't really bring love or any comfort to anybody.
所以如果没有学习在非常的环境里面把我们自己放在神的手中，这场瘟疫我们就白白的浪费。
If we do not get prepared in our quiet time with God, then we are wasting it away.
我们来看下一段哈。
Let's look at another segment.
讲到主耶稣用了一个比喻。
In Luke 13,
第六节到第九节
the second section, which was 6-9.
那节省时间的缘故我就不念，但是我感觉说这个比喻非常容易理解。
The parable in 6-9, we're not going to just read it for time's sake, but I think it's very easy to understand it.
那讲到一棵树在葡萄园里已经栽种三年。
A tree that was grown, a fig tree that was grown in a vineyard that's been fruitless for 3 years.
但是让园子的主人很失望。
But it's very, it's
因为没有任何的果子栽出来。
Because it didn't bear any fruit, it disappointed the owner of the tree and the vineyard.
以至于园子的主人讲说我们把它砍了吧，何必白占地土呢？
The owner even said, let's cut it down. It's not gonna, it's just taking up space.
那有一个管园就说等等等等。
The person who takes care of the vineyard, he said, whoa, 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 wait a minute.
说今年且留着，再留一年。
Let's wait a little longer, another year.
那如果一年以后再不结果子的话，我们就把它砍。
By this time next year, and it still doesn't have any fruit, then cut it.
那你这个比喻里面我们很清楚，但是这个主是讲到说我们的神，我们的父。
The roles in this parable are very, very clear. The owner of the vineyard is God.
那管园呢就是我们的主，是为我们代求的耶稣基督。
The caretaker is our Lord. So the one interceding for us also happens to be Jesus.
那这棵无花果树其实就代表了神的百姓，或者是以前的以色列人，或者是今天神的儿女。
So this fig tree represents Israel, God's people, or believers today.
那这个比喻和之前主耶稣所讲的都有共通之处。
This parable has, refers and is the same idea from what we read earlier.
就是都给我们还留有一段的时间，给我们留有机会。
That is to give us more opportunity, more time, more chance.
前一个说你若不悔改就必灭亡。
To repent, because he said earlier, if you do not repent, you will perish too.
这里面讲说你若不结果子就必砍。
Here it says, if you do not bear fruit, you will be cut down and will be cut down.
为什么会这个样子？
Why?
大家有没有意识到说这里面讲的是一棵无花果树却栽在葡萄园里。
It says here that the fig tree, is going to be cut down in the vineyard.
栽在葡萄园里。那其实我是不大懂这个种花种树的。
I'm not very familiar with agriculture.
但是有人讲说其实无花果树根本就不需要栽在葡萄园里。
But it says here that but people have said that the fig tree doesn't even need to be in a vineyard.
因为葡萄园里面好像这个环境比外面更好一点。
Because the vineyard's, atmosphere or the condition in the vineyard is a little better.
但 somehow 这棵树就被神栽在葡萄园里。
But somehow this tree was planted.
讲到我们每一个人其实都是在神精心的护理里面，我们每个人都得了我们不配的恩典。
Somehow this tree was planted in the vineyard in the same way we somehow have been taken care of by God in a special way.
但非常可惜的是我们白占了地土，我们没有结出任何的果子来。
But unfortunately many of us bear no fruit and many of us don't believe and have no fruit at all.
感谢主还留我们年日，还是在继续在葡萄园里面，让我们有机会能够结出果子。
We thank God for delaying His judgment that we have more time and opportunity.
那放在我今天要讲的环境里面，就是说，如果我们，胜过了这个，经过了这个疫情，没有任何的事情发生在我们的身上。
So I want to say that if we go through this virus and if we pass by this episode of this epidemic and nothing happens to us.
我们还是继续在原来的平安稳妥的日子里面度过。
And we are to live our mundane and normal and same life.
可以说我们就浪费了这场瘟疫。
We can say that we wasted this epidemic.
如果这场瘟疫没有教会我们如何来数算我们在余生里面的年日，数算在主面前的日子，我们就浪费了这场瘟疫。
This virus has not caused us to be alert before God and to redeem our time and count our days. It is also wasted.
我快快地把最后一点讲完。
Let me try to finish up my last points.
那后面这特别重要的一点是讲说，如果我们没有好好的利用这场瘟疫，把耶稣基督的真理和荣耀见证出来的话，我们同样是浪费了这场同样是把瘟疫浪费。
Also in the same way, if we don't share the good news of Christ and we don't bless other people with the truth, then we are wasting it too.
我本来是预备了一些在国内，在特别是在武汉的一些教会弟兄姊妹，他们在非常艰难的时候如何来为主做见证。
I had prepared some detailed information about examples of how some Christians in China have been serving the sick as a testimony in China.
时间的原因我就略过不讲。
I'm going to just pass over those because of time.
不仅国内的教会的弟兄姊妹，其实在海外各地的这个教会弟兄姊妹也做了很多的事情。
Not only the churches in China, but also the church in other continents.
我这只提一个，大家可能都知道《生命季刊》。
Let me just mention one. You know the some kind of Christian quarterly magazine.
那《生命季刊》发起了一个24小时疫情的守望祷告室。
That channel had a 24-hour prayer.
他邀请海外各地的这些主内的弟兄姊妹，为着国内的疫情一起来守望祷告。
Invited every Christians around the world to have a 24-hour session of prayer for the affected.
而且他特别建立了30个为疫情祷告的微信祷告群。
30 WeChat groups were made for that purpose too.
有四个专门为疫区里面同胞建立的辅导群。
4 of them were counseling groups.
No, separate 4. 30个是为祷告。
And 4 more for counseling.
那一共有7650多位肢体在这些群体里面祷告。
There's about 7,600 people praying in those groups.
那如果你看新闻的话，其实各地的这个教会的弟兄姊妹捐了很多急需的医疗物资送到这个国内的第一线。
If you look at the news, many Christians around the world are sending a lot of medical equipment and helpful things to 武汉。
可以这么讲说，借着这次疫情，国内有在特别是在武汉，主的福音能够得到广传。
Because in one way, God's good news and gospel can be spread in some ways.
神的爱可以借着这些在极难当中的弟兄姊妹的见证能够发表出来。
God's love can be shown in this time of trouble to them.
那我只想问我们大家一个问题。
I would just want to ask each of us.
弟兄姊妹，我们呢？我们自己呢？
What about you and I?
当这个疫情肆虐的时候，我们在哪里？
What are we doing? Where are we in this whole picture?
我们有没有白白浪费了这次瘟疫？
Are we wasting it?
我们有没有在当中学到我们当学的功课？
Are we wasting this epidemic and did we not learn what we should learn?
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们再次把这些话语交在你的手中。
Lord, put into your hands these words.
主要如果不合你心意的，求你挪去。
If it is not pleasing or agreeable with you, please take them away.
主要如果是你的心意，就求你把这些话语放在我们每个人的里面。
But if it is, please put it in our hearts.
主要真的让我们知道，你把我们留在地下还有年日，不是为了我们自己。
Help us to know that the days, the number of days we have, are not to be lived for ourselves.
主要帮助我们，让我们不再为自己而活，而是为你而活。
Help us to not live for ourselves, but for you.
我们实在感谢你。
We really thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.